I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Vermont state government is contemplating at least $1 billion of information technology projects in the coming years. The wish list is long, and some projects, even important ones, are likely to stay on it for a long time. Hillary Niles has our story.
While state officials scramble to fund $36 million more in Medicaid charges this year than they budgeted for, they're also scratching their heads a bit. Because it's one thing to figure out how to pay a big bill, it's quite another to understand how it got so big in the first place. With Medicaid, data to explain this year's cost overages don't come easy. That's because the system that runs the healthcare program for low-income Vermonters is so antiquated that analysts can't use it to get all the answers they need. Here's Steve Klein, Vermont's chief fiscal officer.
Ability to sort of use the system effectively to understand the various, underlying data and understand what's actually going on is less in a system where it doesn't have the flexibility that a modern system might.
See, the Medicaid information system was due for a big upgrade several years ago. That's been put off a couple times, and it's still on hold into the foreseeable future. Some new components are getting added, but the core system is just not set up to compute all the information that today's policymakers need to build an accurate budget. Information technology projects like Medicaid's get put off for various reasons and throughout state government. Vermont's judiciary, its departments of motor vehicles and public safety, the Public Service Board, the state's accounting and procurement offices, all are home to IT projects that face continual delays. Sometimes there's just not enough money or resources to get the job done. Sometimes leadership doesn't understand their importance. And sometimes, says Chief Information Officer Richard Bowes, delays are good.
Sometimes those changes in technology actually give you new opportunities. You can say, well, we were really trying to do this item 3 years ago, but frankly, now there's a new technology that will allow us to do it much more cost-effectively than what we were trying 3 years ago. So here's a new proposal, and those things may reach a better audience.
Still, Bowes says, delays also carry risks, like putting off a stitch to mend a sweater or a patch to fix a roof. Deferred maintenance on IT systems can be more costly in the end.
When you maintain software for sustainability, keep it updated, it does tend to last longer than if you defer some of those maintenance activities and then have to go through a major upgrade. And that major upgrade is generally more costly at that time than if that software had been maintained throughout its life cycle.
He says the state's accounting system, for example, hasn't gotten all the upgrades it should have had over time. Now it's on the table for significant work to bring it up to standard. In the Agency of Human Services, one project that's been on the wish list for at least 18 months, file sharing for four different offices that coordinate residential placements for children in need. Some staffers actually still haul binders of paper to weekly meetings at off-site locations to track kids' cases. Steve Klein, the state's fiscal officer, says paper pushing is another way deferred IT projects ultimately add cost by reducing efficiency. But it's about more than money.
It's not something that sort of people see day to day, but it prevents us from accomplishing a lot of our goals.
Information Officer Richard Bowes says the state's older IT systems still work for what they were designed to do. The problem is they weren't designed for today. Public needs evolve. Technologies advance. Governments amend policy. These changes change what we need from IT. But keeping older systems up to date is challenging. And the longer incremental changes are delayed, the less yesterday's information systems are up to the task of running today's or tomorrow's government. For VPR News, I'm Hillary Niles.